This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today created history by successfully completing docking of two satellites under the SpaceX mission. In a social media post, the Indian Space Agency today said, post-docking, the control of two satellites as a single object is successful. It said undocking and power transfer checks will be made in coming days. With this, India became the fourth country in the world to achieve the feat. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan congratulated the team. Lauding the achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post congratulated scientists at ISRO and the entire space fraternity for the successful demonstration of space docking of satellites. Meanwhile, Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, termed the achievement as unbelievable. Dr. Singh highlighted that it is an entirely indigenous Bharatiya docking system. Talking to media, former ISRO scientist Mellaswamy Annadurai said the docking process will help a lot in the Chandrayaan 4 mission.
I congratulate the entire team which made this to happen. Even beyond ISRO, the whole India is now really happy because not only we landed on the moon and gone to the Mars, now we are shown in the space two small satellites and docking together. It's something great work the people have done.
President Draupadi Murmu accorded a ceremonial welcome to the President of Singapore, Tharman Shan Mugaratnam, at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was also present on the occasion. Addressing the event at the event, Singapore President Tharman Shan Mugaratnam highlighted that both countries are exploring new initiatives in sustainability and digital space. He emphasized the possibility of a data corridor for financial institutions between Gift City in Gujarat and Singapore, and another renewable energy corridor between both the countries. He added that both countries are now looking to upgrade these active relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership and exploring new initiatives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet the Singapore President in New Delhi later in the day. Mr. Shan Mugaratnam will also hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu will also host a banquet in his honour. The government's flagship initiative, Startup India, has completed 9 years today. The scheme is intended to catalyze the startup culture and build a strong and inclusive ecosystem for innovation and entrepreneurship in the country. In a social media post on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government has left no stone unturned to encourage a culture of startups in the country. India has welcomed the announcement of the agreement for the release of hostages and a ceasefire in Gaza. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said this agreement will lead to a safe and sustained supply of humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza. The deal between Israel and Hamas on ceasefire in Gaza and release of hostages is set to begin on Sunday and will last for 42 days. A grand cultural extravaganza, Sanskriti Ka Mahakumbh, will begin today at the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. The event will showcase the rich tapestry of Indian culture through a series of captivating performances by renowned artists. The main stage, the Ganga Pandal, will host performances by renowned artists from across the country, including a special presentation by Shankar Mahadevan on the opening day. Actor Saif Ali Khan was rushed to the hospital early morning today after reportedly being attacked at his home in Mumbai. As per the statement by the hospital, the actor was admitted with 6 injuries, one of which is very close to his spine. The extent of the damage is not yet known. The hospital said Mr. Khan is being operated upon by a team of doctors, including neurosurgeons and cosmetic surgeons. Light rainfall lashed parts of Delhi and the National Capital Region early morning today, causing a significant drop in temperature and improving visibility across the region. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that parts of the city will continue to experience rainy conditions till this afternoon. In Indian Super League football, Punjab FC will face Mumbai City FC at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. In ISL rankings, Punjab FC is positioned 9th in the table with 19 points from 14 matches and Mumbai City FC ranks at 6th with 23 points from 15 games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.